Haiti on our minds. What does Haiti mean to us? What does our mothers mean to us? For in essence, for millions and millions of black people here in the West, when the sky was full of thunder, lightning, and rain, Haiti blazed like the loving glory of a mother's smile. To declare in 1804 that Haiti was free land, and that henceforth all who walked on it would be free, was an accomplishment of historic and global proportions. Not since the slave legions of Spartacus faced the assembled might of Imperial Rome has this old world seen the like. Haiti, a black nation, broke its shackles and bested not one, not two, but three imperial armies, that of France, Britain, and Spain, to breathe free in the world. African armies, composed of soldiers who had lived lives of unimaginable cruelty and repression, took to arms as fish took to water, and carved out a new day for black people in the West. The United States was so spooked by the Haitian Revolution and the prospect of free black people that it didn't recognize Haiti for almost 60 years. Yeah, that's right, 60 years. An American Southerner said the words that captured U.S. terror at the idea of a new free Haiti. It was French. It is now African. That explains all. But does it really? It explains the U.S., certainly. It explains why the U.S. has always treated Haiti as a troublesome colony, as a place for exploitation, as a problem. Only when an American-supported dictator was in office did Americans feel comfortable. And now, over 200 years since Haitian independence, when Haiti did face a catastrophe, the earthquake, the U.S. sent troops, armed Marines, even under a black president. Well, to be honest, it sent armed troops and promises, and little more. Black-skinned politicians with European thinking. Black-skinned politicians with Eurocentric policies. The U.S. responded to the 2010 earthquake the same way it responded to alleged unrest in the early 20th century. It sent men with guns and occupied the country for almost 20 years, from 1915 to 1934. As the Haitian scholar Ralph Troyot described the American occupation, they, quote, improved nothing and complicated everything, unquote. Almost a century later, and the same thing can be said. We must therefore, at minimum, demand two things. One, an end to the U.S. minister occupation of Haiti. Two, condemnation of the U.N.'s role in introducing deadly cholera to Haiti, killing thousands while sickening hundreds of thousands. Lastly, we must salute the brave, noble people of Haiti, including its Autonomous Confederation of Haitian Workers and its leader, Brother Fignolet Sancier, for years of support. Meanwhile, Haiti, the mother of black freedom in the West, still suffers from imperial hatred and exploitation for daring to be free. Oufini, il a fait force nous, ach au moins. De non-revendication fondamentale des Haïtiens en premièrement force occupation États-Unis ministère yokite pays a. Deuxièmement, une app condamnée Nations Unies pour vol les non-invocation choléra la mort à un Haïti. Choléra, sila. A tuye de milliers ak fre nou epi y infecte de centaines de milliers. Finalement, in absalye pep ayisyon, an ki se yon pep brave, yon pep fie, ansam ak konfederasyon autonome travaye ayisyon, an ak vide organizasyon, sila efre nou. Fignolet Sancier. Fujan, yokore, nou bo, y félicite la députée Cancan. Merci, mes amis. Haiti is on our mind. She always will be. Her spirit, her courage, her beautiful people, her history. She is Africa reborn, like the phoenix rising out of the ashes of captivity. Love to the mother. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.